Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited. Thank you for coming back this week. I told you to, and you listened. Yay! I just love you guys. I'm so appreciative of you. And thank you so much for sending the show and doing all that you do. You are the best podcast audience ever. And I am excited today because you know what? The show is called Mission Accepted. And the wonderful thing, I love talking to, I don't want to say serial entrepreneurs. I want to call Dion the entrepreneur that's all in, you know, like it's all, you're all in and you've got a few days behind you. You've seen a few things happen. You walked other people through their things, right? And doing it with a smile on your face because you've been in your world long enough to know that the highs are better than the lessons, right? There's no LMWS, right? There's no LOWS. There's just lessons and celebrations in the world of entrepreneurship. And let me tell you, this wasn't to tell us a little bit about hers. Now, her name is Dionne Wallblake. We were having a little fun about that. I said Dionne Warwick, and apparently she's been named after her, so I wasn't too far off. She is the founder of the Digital Strategy Lounge, Yeti. I have to tell you that I've known Dionne for quite a time. We've done business together. We've had conversations together. We've been on the same trips together. We've been at the same conferences together. There's a lot of things. And this woman is steadfast. That's what I could say. So once I say, give me a description of Dionne, I'd be like, she has a smaller face, she overcomes, and she's steadfast. And I'm so excited when we kind of came back around and I was watching these incredible messages that she was sharing. I was like, she's sharing on her social. And I'm like, oh my goodness. It was like, isn't it amazing when you see people and they don't see their growth, but you see their growth? And I'm like, this woman's got it going on. So, Dionne, thank you so much for taking some time to be with us, to share with other people that have decided to accept the mission. That or they just, we have such a big audience because this is their comedy hour and they get to listen to us and what we go through. But tell us a little bit about your background. What is it that took you to Digital Strategy Lounge? I know that we both have a little thing for fashion, and why don't you just kind of bring us up to par?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Deb. Thanks so much for having me on here. You know, it is, you look at our history and you look at where I was even that long ago, where we both were that long ago. And it's crazy. It's crazy how things change, right? So, you know, my background, as you know, is in fashion, and I worked for a local Vancouver designer, a well-known Vancouver designer for 19 years. And I was a cunning director. And for me, you know, I'm creative and it was great. I loved it. But at the same time, I'm a good salesperson. Like, really, I am. And I enjoy it because I love sharing things like that with other people. So I was always had that little bug. And then over time, I just realized, you know what, this is really the fashion industry. As you know, it's cutthroat. It's a lot of stress. And eventually I did have to leave for health reasons. And I just went full on into online. And that was back in 2009. Like, that's really, really kind of crazy. I went full on online. And ever since then, that's my life. And I love it because I'm able to get out there and help other people, no matter what their problems are. But at the same time, I'm making a difference and I'm able to help so many women along the line.
Oh my goodness. That's such a great story. And, you know, 18 years, that's a big chunk of time. When we think of where we are and then 18 years later, where we are and how we've grown. And, you know, sometimes those little inklings, and people talk about those, by nature, if that little inkling doesn't go away, at some point, it probably needs to be expressed, whether it's a big shift that happened for you or whether it's something that someone's doing something on the side. And I know that when we first met, there was a lot of women. I know you work a lot with women, a lot of women that were looking for things to do on the side. And that's one of the reasons why we met. Let's talk a little bit about, before we go into that, let's talk a little bit about this Digital Strategy Lounge. Because like you said, 2009, not a lot of people were online.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people were building business online and they didn't really understand online. And that was quite a learning curve. And if you didn't get it in 2009, you certainly got it a couple of years ago if you were in business and had to do a lot of reinvention where you had, you know, mastered a lot of skills by then and had a lot of people knocking on your door to help them with that. So talk about the Digital Strategy Lounge and what you do there. I know it's a big part of your hard work.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, as we know, there's a lot of women, especially in the last few years, there's been so many women that have been jumping online to do some sort of business. The world economy, especially in the last year, has changed so much that we're seeing this more and more and more. And I have to tell you, I didn't start the Digital Strategy Lounge like actually as a community until earlier this year, because I saw so many women coming out of nowhere that were starting to build businesses, you know, a week earlier, or they've only been online for a month. And they were running into the same issues again and again and again. They were reaching out to people in ways that, you know, it's spammy, right? We don't want to deal with that. And they were having problems just even getting people to see their stuff online. And I thought, you know what? I have so much experience. Yes, the algorithms have changed daily for the last 5 or 6 years. At least we know they have. And depending on your platform, you really need to try to keep up, or at least to make a difference and get something, make it valuable spending your time online. It's really good to have some information about that. And I thought, you know what? I can help these women with all of my history. I have stuff I can share. I can help them do little tweaks so that they understand a little bit more about what it is they're doing and how to get that kind of traction, because it's not easy. You know, the algorithms don't favor just somebody who's just started their business, right? It really depends on who you are and what your focus is and your goal. So for me, that's why I thought, okay, I don't know everything, but I'm learning every single day. So for me, I do daily. I'm in there and I'm able to help people with just something new that I learned. And it's really quite funny because the other ladies that are in there, sometimes they know stuff that I don't even know. So I'm learning on a daily just from them. So for me, the Digital Strategy Lounge was a community that it's for women only and it's free. So I've had a lot of women pop in there just to keep, you know, even keep up on stuff. But also for so many women who are just starting out, it gives them a lot of breathing room, which is awesome.
Well, we've started businesses, we've started a business, then started, and then you start to bring more on. We always don't have time to go listen and learn and be on top of every sector of the business that we do, particularly when you have a category like technology or media or marketing or what have you. Those things change. And like you talked about algorithms, that's just one facet of how the things change. And I think that when people are learning in a community environment, it takes a lot of pressure off.
Yeah.
Also, right? It takes a lot of pressure off. And it also gives another reason for them to show up. It's super hard to show up to things, to learn things that you don't know, where you can't ask questions. So I think it really lends to someone's success. And it's amazing. You know, a lot of people, even if they're going to farm that part of their business out, I think some education is really important to know that when you're farming it out, what kind of results to get. Because like you said, it's never ending learning in that sector.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know I learn so much every single day because something's changed, or you learn a little bit more about a platform, or rules changed, or they're not showing you something, or they're not showing your audience something because they've changed the rules. And for me, I find it fascinating, but I know so many women find it really frustrating.
I love that. That's really, really good. From fascination to frustration, from frustration to fascination. There you go. That's great.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a new t-shirt for you.
Okay.
There you go. Look, the other thing that I know is really important to you is that you had, after working 19 years as a, you know, fashion cutter, I'll say, if that's the proper term, like many people, sometimes our body over repetitive had a situation happen where you needed to exit stage left, where online business was really, and I would imagine, stepped in quite well for you. And health and wellness started to become a major player in your life, right?
Absolutely.
You want to talk about that? Because the catalyst for how we get into our businesses, the decision on how we do our businesses, my audience knows, because when we have this conversation, like a little bit of this origin story, by nature, it's something that was inside, something that happened outside that inspired the direction that someone went. Because the direction of online businesses, Dion, there is like, pick it. You know what I mean? There's three alphabets of things to do. But the most successful has been when there's some kind of attachment or knowingness. So
yeah,
what happened with your hand, girl?
Okay, well, as you know, as a cutting director, actually for the long time, I was calling myself the head cutter. But as cutting director, that was my official title. I was using my hands every single day, and I still do. I'm one of those people who likes to work with their hands. I have a lot of a creativity streak, but that did me no favors having that job. And my hand was getting so sore, and it was a carpal tunnel. It was arthritis. And it wasn't until earlier this year, again, finally, my doctor said, okay, we're sending you in for x-rays because of the amount of pain. And I was on so many different medications, even like not, we tried, you know, those the medications out there, and the side effects are crazy, crazy, crazy. So I was just taking NSAIDs, and just the amount that I was taking, it's not healthy at that time. So my doctor turned around and said to me, okay, we're doing x-rays. I went in, she got them, and she just said, well, Dion, everything is bone on bone. So, and you can see the arthritis in the x-ray. She said, okay, that's it. I'm sending you to a specialist. And in the end, I was told, okay, well, we can give you medications or we can take the bones out. So they took out two arthritic bones. Now, again, afterwards, just all the repair and just, you know, just getting back to even some sort of strength, it's a lot of wear and tear in your hand, and the pain was incredible. So again, I'm back on a leave, Tylenol, you know, anything you can possibly think of. And I was looking at the amount, and it was freaking me out, because we all know the amount of medications or even NSAIDs that you take can destroy things like your liver, right? I mean, it all adds up. And it was so crazy, because it was perfect timing. You know how when something just sort of shows up in your life because you're thinking about it? I guess it was like, that's what this happened. And out of nowhere, I saw a friend of mine I've known from the 90s online, right? And she's talking about this weird device thingy. And she says, okay, I can't believe that. I can't believe how these work. So I messaged her. You know, we usually talk in voice messaging. So I said to her, okay, Candace, what is this? What is in what's the ingredients in this in this product? And she said to me, she comes back with a voice message and she's laughing and she goes, Dion, there's nothing in them. And I was like, what? So it totally, like, are you kidding me? This is crazy. So anyway, from there, I learned about Super Patch. And for me, I kid you not, that was the one thing I thought, okay, if I can find something that I can use that's going to take the pain away, that's awesome. So I ended up purchasing them, and I kid you not. So I had pain right through here, the whole area where they took out the bones, which was right through here. It was horrible. Like, even just, I couldn't fall asleep. It was so bad. And so with the Super Patch, I just slapped it on here, and I kid you not, 20 minutes, gone. I couldn't even feel the pain. So for me, when I turn around and I look at that, knowing that I don't have to take these any medications, nothing's going into my bloodstream, and knowing how I feel about my body, especially at 55, right? We women, we have to look after ourselves, and we have to be careful of what we're putting in there, because it affects every single part of us in so many ways. For me, that was everything, right? And yeah,
that was the end of the pain and the beginning of another journey, right? Because that, and that's a conversation that we've been having a lot of lately, is about, so you discovered something that you can now sell online.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a big assumption here, but I know this is obviously something you could sell online because Candace was.
Yeah.
And then you decided to make a business out of it. So there's two questions that I have for you.
Okay.
I clearly see why you would want to sell something that brought you so much relief, right? I mean, we talk about it all the time. We tell people to do stuff all the time, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, as someone who believes in online, what is the deal? So I had many conversations with you prior to this, and your phone's kind of a ringing right now. And it is a lot of your talk about the economics out there. What is it that is making people aspire to adding something to their business or adding something to their life, or in like with what is going on with you? Like share what you're hearing on the other end of the phone.
Okay. So there's two kind of ways that this is going. As we all know, the economy is not doing great. Prices are going up in every single way. And nowadays, it's hard to get by if you have only one income coming into the household. And so often there are two incomes coming in, or people are picking up other jobs. And as we all know, having another job doesn't mean that you're actually bringing in money, because you've still got to cover the costs if you're out there working for somebody else, right? You have to cover the costs. If you have children, you've got to pay for daycare or whatever else it is. And often at the end of the day, it's just not worth it for the amount of money that you're making. So I am seeing a lot of women, and this is why so many women are online or even joining my digital strategy lounge, is because they want to pick up another stream of income. They want to find a way to build revenue so that they have money coming in from different areas. So it's not all reliant on one chunk of money coming in that, honestly, in today's world, it could disappear, right? We know, we've seen this. And so that's one aspect. I have a lot of women calling me because they see that this is something that's a little different, and that, yes, you can make money by helping other people, because that's really what this product does. It's not a case of, oh, well, I've got great skincare for you. This is actually helping people live better, feel better, think better, move better, you know, all that kind of thing, sleep better. That's another one. But it's helping people in a way that there's nothing else out there that can do this without going into your bloodstream. Now, the other reason why people I'm finding are reaching out to me is because many of them, especially women, want to be able to find something where they can spend more time at home. Mm-hmm. And that's a big, big aspect. It's, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, yes, I want to go get a job or I want to stay at my job. But a lot of people, a lot of women in particular, are not happy with how that working for somebody else is really working for them, because we know that there is still a glass ceiling in so many ways that the women are being treated in businesses. Now, I'm not saying in any way that all businesses are this way. Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, the business is going to, that company is going to stay true to itself. It's going to worry about its profit over its employees. And too often, and this can be for men as well, too often, it's the employees that suffer. I mean, it's sad, but at the same time, if you, again, have that extra revenue coming in, you've got a buffer, or even it could be a way where you're bringing in the money for yourself and you're not worrying about leaving, you know, walking out the door to go work for somebody else. So we're seeing a lot of that. Yeah.
Right. I know that we've had conversation and you were sharing that, and not control in a difficult way, but that someone starting a business for themselves, it gives them a sense of their financial control, right? That there is some control because you monitor like how much you do, what you do, when you do it, and all of that. So
yeah.
The sector that you're in, health and wellness, tell me how much it's grown. What is it? I mean, we're watching it. It's everywhere, right?
It's everywhere. And actually, I don't have the number. I can't really share that with you.
I'm talking about because, you know, you've been in health and wellness for a long time.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted your own experience of how having conversations with people about health and wellness now compared to 5 years ago, compared to 10 years ago, like, there's, you know, we can see it on the outside, but someone who's actually been in product purchasing, selling, building business, what's going on the inside?
Well, I think the biggest thing that people can really see in their everyday world is when you go into a store, a grocery store, and even 20 years ago, the health and wellness aisle used to be maybe half an aisle or one. And now when you go into stores, it's usually two or three full aisles, right? And this is the thing. Yes, a lot of companies are trying to get into the health and wellness aspect. Often you check the ingredients and it's not there. But this is the thing. With time, and especially with the way more and more people are becoming educated, they're realizing that, especially here in North America, because I, you know, in Europe, it's totally different, right? And we know this, right? Just the ingredients allowed into foods is so different in Europe. Whereas here in North America, it's society is, it's horrible what we're doing with ourselves. So it's changing very, very quickly how more and more people are becoming receptible or receptive to the whole taking care of yourself space, whether it's not, I mean, it could be from everything you eat, or it could be just making sure you're getting the proper supplements because maybe you're not getting what you need in the food. But a lot of people are now, as we all know, just taking those products and flipping them over and reading the ingredients, because we know that companies will shove little things in there just to make it a little cheaper, right? And we have to be aware. And that's what people are doing. More and more, we see that every single day. So when it comes to the online space, it's really interesting, because when I first started with promoting products online, everything was about makeup and skincare, you know, and you notice like there were a few companies that did more health, you know, sort of all over, where they could do like some of the cleaning products or, you know, other household kind of stuff. But it wasn't really getting deep down into what kind of supplements you're taking, right? And then now, most of those companies that do makeup, they all have a health and wellness line. And in some cases, they've dumped their makeup and they now have a health and wellness line. The first company I was ever with, they were known for their makeup. And now they don't have any makeup. Like, it's crazy, right? You know, and it's so amazing that so many companies are jumping onto this. In some cases, you're just sort of like, does that really work? Because some of the things people are promoting, it's just like, really? Okay. But they're all doing the same thing, right? And so there's a lot of companies out there. You really have to be selective. But I know that health and wellness is a space that will continue to grow because we are beginning to realize we have to take control of what's going on in our lives, right? There's just too much scary stuff going on when it comes to what we're putting into our bodies and the effects, right?
Mm-hmm. So look, you've mentioned the word agree. I watched, you know, health and wellness. I think we've all watched health and wellness, and you talked about going from a half an aisle to an aisle. Well, now they're just full on grocery chains.
Oh, yes, yes.
Not just little stores, right? Where let's say, oh, yes, with a Hennepy shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right window. But there's now literally grocery chains that are based upon food that are health strict.
Yes.
So you mentioned the word super patch a couple of times. What is that? Like, what is it? Like, okay. To me, I'm like, okay, it's a patch. It must be a patch that goes somewhere. I don't know where it goes. But you're going to tell us, how did a patch heal your hand, and what's going on with this?
Okay.
So if you don't see her, if you're listening and you're doing the audio part, you're driving.
Okay.
Driving, she's holding up a super cool little square patch, and you can contact her to get yours, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So
this is the patch. So okay. It's like a Band-Aid. Okay. Now it has adhesive on it, and it's medical grade. Skin, it's like for the skin, right? Yeah. The adhesive, but the molecules on it are too big to be absorbed into the skin. So again, nothing is going into the bloodstream. Now, one of the cool things about this, and a lot of people find this really, really wild, and it is, because when I first heard about this, I thought this, as I said, totally nuts, but it's got this texture on it. And the texture is it's little ridges. Now, most people don't know this or don't realize it. I mean, maybe they're slightly aware, but when you put something on your skin or you touch your skin, yes, you know right away, okay, yes, that's like a feather touching my skin. Well, there's a whole process of getting that information from the touch point to your brain. And that's information, these feelings, or in this case, it's almost like braille, if you will, with this texture. Mm-hmm. It's being picked up by the little receptors in your skin. And there's around 1,500 of receptors per square inch on our skin, which why would we know this, right? It's just so crazy. But that information is then taken and read by your brain. Now, of course, we all know, well, we don't think about this, but we know our brain doesn't speak English, right? It works all in code. And so when it receives that code, it's able to translate it and relay it to change the neural pathways that the codes on the patch tell it to do. So in this case, you know, this one was the patch that I first started with, which is the pink one, and it's the pain one. It's called Freedom. So for me, in that case, what it's doing, it's telling the neural pathways that are related to pain, don't recognize the pain. And it's bizarre how this works. Like when I first heard about this, I thought, okay, this is so over the top crazy, right?
Funny dog.
Oh, it was nuts. But, you know, but then when I experienced it and I talked to other people, you know, even if you don't get full pain relief, if you can take an 8 down to a 2,
yeah,
your whole life changed,
yeah,
right? Somebody's life has changed. You don't feel so down all the time. And, you know, when you can put on the REM patch, which will help you sleep, fall asleep faster and stay in REM sleep and sleep longer, it's the next day you wake up and you don't feel crappy. You don't feel down, right? You have more energy. You wake up with a better sense of who you are in life, right? You have a happier output throughout the entire day. And that's what these patches do, because it's not putting anything in your skin or in your body. It's basically just sending a code to your brain and getting it to change or fix those neural pathways that might be broken from things like trauma, concussion. That's a big one. Or it could be from taking medications. It could be from, you know, just little things that even that you've had issues with. I mean, you know, I have OCD, right? Oh, major at the top over OCD. I mean, it's not like I have to have everything lined up in a row under OCD, but if things aren't organized in my brain, I go nuts. Like, it's like, oh. So one of the other patches that I love is the peace patch, because I put that on and suddenly it's like, okay, this doesn't bother me anymore. So it's just, I was born with that, but it's correcting it in a way where I can turn around and it doesn't bother me anymore. And I love that, because suddenly it's like, okay, I have a little bit more control, but it's not a way that where I don't feel happy. Now I feel good, right? So it's just fascinating to me how these things work. And honestly, yeah, it's changed the lives of so many people I know.
Well, it is fascinating. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So first of all, thank you for sharing. But second is, it is fascinating. And I think that when we look at health and wellness, one of the things that is making it so attractive is actually the science, you know, that people might start to actually realize that there is science to health and wellness. It's not just that story I talked about, and that it literally is incorporated into our day. And it is really how we live. And like you said, due to the fact of how we lived is really the attraction to health and wellness and living a healthier, more functional life. I mean, we talk about that in the world of business, right?
Yeah.
It was one of the reasons why I got brought in to teach, talk to the staff of places like the Royal Bank. I mean, because they were saying there were so many people that got to the place in their life where they had good income, literally, but were not healthy enough to take the cruise or take the trip or what have you. And that is a number of years ago, but look where it is now, right? Yeah. Look where it is now. You can't even tell people's age anymore because you want to live such a vibrant life and they're doing things like this. So before we kind of end off, because you've talked about a couple of things and I would love clarity for myself and I'm sure so would our audience. So what are the kind of patches that this company has created? Like, I mean, I love the word freedom, but that one's for pain. Like, just tell us so people can like if there's something for them.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, freedom is the pain patch. There's also REM, which makes sense, right? To help you sleep. Peace, which helps calm you down and reduce stress and anxiety, which has been, there's a PubMed article even that I can share if somebody wants to know that one, because that was just dropped. We also have one that's called Ignite. And what this does is it boosts your metabolism by 25%. So when it comes to wellness, especially when people want to be able to take control of just, they want to be able to enjoy what they're eating, but not worry about those extra calories, you can start burning more calories. Even in resting, your resting metabolic rate can then increase as well. There's also one for focus if you have issues with that. Oh, and one of the ones that is so cool, this one is unreal. Another PubMed article is dropping very soon. It's called Victory. Now, this one is more for those people who are physically active. I wouldn't say athletes, although a lot of athletes do use this, professionals especially. And Victory helps to improve leg strength and speed, agility. It helps you just focus. It's almost like you're 1 second ahead, which is really, really cool. And the PubMed article basically is showing how the University of Arizona did their own study, and it proved with D1 athletes that an improvement of 10% increase in leg strength over placebo, wow. Which is, I mean, that's huge, right? So it's little things like that. So those just give you an idea of some of the patches. There's 13 in all, and they all deal with different parts of the brain. And we forget that, you know, different areas control different things that we do. Like even your lungs breathing are controlled by a different area than the part that controls memory, right? But these patches, it's just wild, right? How they can kind of figure out, well, where are we talking to today, right?
Yes. Well, thank goodness for scientists, and thank goodness, right? Thank goodness that they're, oh my goodness. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for being you. It is so kind for you to share with people your digital strategies, because there's nothing more beautiful than seeing someone who's really highly successful in their business when there's that, you know, that time that you've learned enough that you can actually share and mentor with others. So gifting that away, I'm sure. And before I can already heal the audience, everything's in the show notes, as it's always in the show notes. And then you can have conversations with Yvonne if there's anything that has resonated and told you more. You're going to see this lady on stage. You'll see her on the 262 stage. Absolutely, of course. There's lots doing with Dion. So you can call and figure all that out yourselves. But I'm going to change the energy a little bit. I'm going to put on a new patch, and that patch is called music. And I'm going to ask you a question, because we love music over here. As you know, I love it. But I also think that music is such a master healer, that it just can change your mood and change how you think and change how you feel in very, very quickly. So for someone like yourself, I'm very interested. So let's pretend that you're going on a trip. And outside of packing all your patches, you have room for one album, and you're going to go to a private desert island. Of course, there's a record player there because it's my island. And you're going, and you've got room to pack one album. What album could you not imagine? What song or artist or album could you imagine not listening to for a long time?
So there's one in particular that I love, and anytime I hear it come up, I have to stop and listen. And it could be any song by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Absolutely.
Love them. And I always have, you know, from the very beginning. The energy is great. And yeah, it's that California kind of feel, right?
You can just tell they're good humans, right?
Yeah.
They're just good humans. And they have a lot of fun when they do those shows.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on Mission Accepted today.
It's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are going to have all of Dion's information in the show notes, everything that she talked about, all of the links, everything's going to be there for you to access. Dion, if someone's like right now, they're listening and they don't want to wait for the show notes to cut, you know, they're like, so give us like a website address, a social address, a place where they can find you right away.
Okay, the best place to find me right now would be, if you're interested in the Super Patch, go to my website. So that's dion.superpatch.com, which is really, really easy. And you'll have to check out the spelling, because there's two N's and an E.
D-I-O-N-N-E, right?
There we go. Yes.
N-N-E.
Yeah, superpatch.com.
I love that. .superpatch.com. That's cool.
Yeah. And then the other way to find me, I mean, I'm on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and there's not many of me, right? So and I have a lot of followers. So if you see one follower, it's probably a fake account, right? So
there you go. Obviously, her digital strategy is working. Thank you so much for being with us today. And look, listeners, you know what I'm going to say. If you have a message, if you have a mission, if there's something that you want to share, come sit where Dion is. We have all sorts of podcasts for you to play on. We've got group podcasts. Honestly, if you want to have your own TV show, you know where we're at if you're following us. Go to devdrummond.com. It's super easy. It's my name. You'll find everything and a button that you can hit, and that will get right to my email. We can have a conversation about your message and your mission. Perfect. So thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you, audience, for always coming back and sharing and cheering on. And as always, until we meet again, you be well and you stay groovy. Bye for now.